right, Brody, I mean, you're getting ready to get on that horse. I mean, like, seriously, just a few hours away. What's it like right now for you as you near that that time where you have to get on that horse? How are things feeling for you right now?
You know, it's been going good. It's been a pretty busy few days so far, so I haven't really thought about the rodeo as much yet, but now it's kind of setting in, and I'm just pumped. I've got a really, really good horse tonight, one that I've been wanting to get on for a long time, so there's no better place than here to be able to get on her, and I'm just ready to go. I mean, it's a great group of guys. We've been having a lot of fun so far with each other and everything, and I'm ready to go.
So you mentioned all the outside stuff outside of the rodeo that you've been taking a part of already. I mean, is that something that you're used to, is all the outside things, or is that something that you kind of had to prepare yourself for, and was it a little challenging to get all that stuff in that you needed to do?
You know, it's new. It's different being here, because, I mean, you're here for a long time, and you're going to talk to sponsors and be on people's shows and stuff, and I haven't got into too much of that yet. It's been kind of more what they've needed us to do building up to the rodeo, just getting checked in and doing all that stuff, and going to the back number ceremony and stuff. So it is all new, but I mean, it's really fun. It's awesome to be able to go to those events and be able to take it in and be around guys that you've rode with all year and stuff. So I mean, it's really fun to be able to have those opportunities and be able to see everybody's stuff and just have a lot of fun while you're out here. I mean, we put in a lot of hard work all year to get to this point. So to be able to go do stuff that kind of rewards us for all the hard work we've put in, I mean, it's really fun.
Now, the horse that you've got tonight, are you just kind of familiar with it in name and reputation? And you know, which horse is it? And you know, what have you heard about it?
You know, this Big Valley of United, it's a bay horse, kind of a bay paint that's really fun. And I actually just barely missed getting on her at Waco. Sterling and I tied coming back into the four-man, and he got to get on her instead of me. And I've seen her a few times, and I mean, she just looks really fun every trip. She kind of does the same thing and stuff. You kind of know what she's going to do, and she's consistent and really good. I mean, is one that you can beat a lot of points on and be really flashy and have a lot of fun with. So I was telling the stock contractor who owned her, I was like, well, hopefully I get her in Vegas then, since I didn't get her in Waco, and it happened to work out. So I'm really excited.
Brody, Jeremiah, and kudos to you, Jeremiah, had an outstanding article on you and your family leading up to this, and I'm curious, what family is there with you throughout this week and a half, or these couple weeks, and is that, you know, can you draw from that? Are you excited for them to be able to witness this kind of a first for you?
Oh, definitely, and first off, I want to thank Jeremiah for doing that article. That was awesome. I finally got to read it and stuff, and that is awesome. I know he puts a lot of time into that stuff, and I appreciate it. My family, my parents just got in a little early. I think they got here around 11, so I've been hanging out with them for a little while today. And then, I mean, we got family coming in, family, friends from back home. The calf carts are coming in. I mean, there's so many people that are going to be here to support me, and I love that, and I feed off that. You know, having everybody here supporting me and stuff, it just makes me want to ride that much better, and it makes it a lot more fun, too. And then my brother, he's at a cutting in Fort Worth right now, but he's going to be down here, I think, the start of next week. So, I mean, pretty much everybody's going to be around. I'm going to get to see my grandparents, my cousins, you know, people that I don't get to see very often. And I feel truly blessed to have such an amazing support system that will spend the time and money to be able to come out here and support me.
You mentioned Dan Cathcart's out there with you, and that's a guy that's competed at the NFR before. Has he told you anything at all about kind of what to expect from that experience at all?
You know, they've told me a little bit. I've talked to a few guys that have been out here, and of course all the bronc riders that have been out here too, and they've kind of all said the same thing, you know, just have fun and take it all in. You do have to do a lot, and sometimes there's a lot of pressure, a lot of build up, all that, but they kind of all told me the same thing about just having fun and taking it in and just looking at it as it is another rodeo.
Brody Crest joining us. He's ranked sixth in the world heading into the national finals rodeo. So Brody, I'm curious, in terms of being when you decided you wanted to be a bronc rider, and again, I was reading Jeremiah's article today and got into that. When did you choose saddles over barebacks, or how did that come about, or was there really a choice in that?
You know, there wasn't necessarily really a choice. My dad's always rode saddle broncs, and Colt Brueggemann, my dad's best friend, kind of like my second dad, who helped us get started through it all. They rode saddle broncs, so that's kind of what we were always around, you know, when we were little kids playing with my dad's bronc saddle and stuff. So I kind of always knew that's what I wanted to do. There was a few points, like growing up or when I was first coming down to college, I kind of wanted to try bareback riding out too to see what it was like, but never I've always been Saddle Bronco, and I mean, I love that event. There's so much technical stuff that goes into it. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a four-time world champion or if it's your first time at the NFR or any. I mean, there's always something that you can improve on in the Saddle Bronco riding. And same thing with the rest of the rodeo, but it's, I mean, that's what I like about it is it never gets boring because there's always something I can work on. And when it goes right, it's really, really fun and it looks cool. I just love Saddle Bronco riding.
I'm guessing I know the answer to this because I'm guessing it was at Frontier Days, but more people in attendance root you on at CFD that final round, or they're going to be in Vegas?
You know, I think there's going to be more here, but I don't think there's no way that Thomas and Matt could fit that amount of people. So, definitely it's Cheyenne, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say,
in person, definitely Cheyenne. I mean, I couldn't even hear the whistle there. It was outstanding, just the energy and everything. I wish I could ride in that setting every day. That was awesome.
And Cheyenne is kind of, I don't want to say really where your season turned around, but you made a real big run with a huge run of rodeos. That really, how much did winning Cheyenne set the tone for the last month and a half of your season?
You know, it really helped. I was doing good up to that point, but it was kind of littler rodeos and stuff. So to turn it around at one of the summer's biggest rodeos, I mean, that's an awesome momentum push to keep you going through the rest of the summer, because at that point we still have a lot of rodeos to go and bigger rodeos coming up after that too. So to be able to win that, it really set me up to keep going and be able to make my first NFR and just have the mindset and just have the momentum that I needed.
When you're going to a string of rodeos where it's 20-something in 30-something days and that sort of thing, and you know you're winning and that sort of thing, are you able to kind of enjoy the ride, you know, or is it just kind of you're just kind of focused on pushing and making the NFR, and then you'll worry about enjoying it and reflecting on it later?
You know, we try and enjoy it all the way through with the long drives and stuff. I mean, driving, it's easily over 90% of what we do, and I mean, it is stressful to go to that many rodeos, and you do get tired, but that's why it's really cool to be able to travel with such a great group of guys and have such great guys at all the rodeos, because we try and make it as fun as we possibly can. I mean, we're doing it because we love it, and that's what's so cool about it. You know, instead of having to just go work a normal job, we have an amazing opportunity to be able to get on bucking horses every day and do what we love and have fun with it. So you definitely have to focus and stuff, but you also want to have some fun along the way too, or it's not going to be fun. You're probably going to start getting down and not doing as good.
Brody, you're ways out. You know, you're ranked sixth of the world, but you're ways out from that top spot. Is a world championship on your mind right now, or is it truly kind of like what you said, one horse at a time for these next 10 days?
You know, I've obviously came out here to be a world champion. That's the overall goal, but to be able to do that, I'm going to have to break it down every night, focus on one horse at a time, you know, not be looking ahead, because it is a really long rodeo, and it could go terrible the first few rounds, but you still got to get on seven more horses. So it's really important out here to just break it down and not overthink things and just focus on one horse at a time, just like you would at any other rodeo or in the practice tent.
Have you been to an NFR before in terms of attending one at all, Brody, or is this your first trip to Vegas, you know, for you?
You know, when I was, I think probably, I want to say maybe 10, 11, maybe a little older, we came out here, but I don't remember it that much. I got to go to one round then, and then I came out here for the Bronc Futurity at the South Point, but I never went and saw the rodeo. So I've been to the Thomas and Mack for the rodeo one time, but I don't really remember that much about it. So, I mean, pretty much it is my first time, you know, to be in this setting. So yesterday we got to do all the grand entry practice and stuff in the arena, and it's just surreal to be able to ride into that arena and just be around there and imagine the amount of people that is going to be in there tonight at the rodeo and the atmosphere and stuff. I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
You know, Sheridan Cowboy Devin Riley has a podcast, and you were a guest on that recently, and you said a couple of things that I'd never heard you say before, and those were cuss words. And your mom was sitting there in the kitchen with you as you guys were taping that. Did she shoot you the stink eye or wash your mouth out with soap afterwards?
No, she was. I think she kind of looked at me funny, and I was trying to catch myself on those too, but I was kind of forgetting that we were talking on there because it was just him and I sitting there face-to-face talking, so I kind of forgot. I guess it was just a little more relaxed setting and stuff, and we were just talking about some stuff that just got me fired up a little bit, I guess, so it's a little different.
Very nice. Brody, hey, man, best of luck. Do you know is Saddle Bronx the first event out? Where are you at in the order tonight?
I want to say we are, I think, the fourth event.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, I think it goes bareback ride, and then there's two time events, and then it comes back to the bronc ride after that, I believe, if I'm correct. It should be two, like a normal rodeo usually, I think. So it'll be about the fourth event down, but, I mean, it runs through it quick. I mean, it's a little different setting here because usually I can kind of have most of my stuff ready and then go help a bareback rider and then come back and finish things here. I'm going to have it done before because we got to do the grand entry every night, and we have to be ready for that by, like, 6:30, I think, since that starts at 6:45. So I'm going to have to do that, and then I'm going to have to help a bareback rider, too. So I'm going to have my stuff ready probably by, like, 6 because, they keep it rolling. It's a really quick rodeo, so they're already running in saddle bronc horses when the bareback riding's getting done. So there's not much time to, like, sit around and stuff. So it's good. I'm going to have to adjust to that, but I'm going out there. I'm going to probably get there about 4, so I'll be there pretty early, so I should be able to easily get everything prepared and ready to go.
All right. Hey, we'll let you get at it. Brody, we thank you for a few minutes, man. Best of luck. We'll be watching throughout the next week and a half. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on your show.
All right, take it easy, Brody. There you go. Brody.